B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Bladen? What's happening, man? How can we help you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really need help with this girl, Jen, that I've been seeing. We've gone on a few dates. Things have been pretty solid. The last time we hung out was at one of my football games.
Yeah, nice. Who do you play for? Patriots?
Oh, no, I'm a coach. I teach 11 to 12-year-olds.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought everything was good. Our team lost, and I was kind of bummed about that. But when I went to go see her after the game, she was completely gone. Like, maybe I didn't pay enough attention to her during the game or something. She was in the stands and stuff, but yeah. I don't know. She just left without saying anything, and she hasn't returned any of my calls since.
So, okay, so let's recap here. She goes to your game. The game ends. She's gone.
Correct.
And you texted her and stuff and called and nothing?
I texted her for a few days, nothing. I even called maybe twice, and yeah, no answer.
And you said your team lost?
Yeah, but by a few points.
Maybe she's a hardcore fan. Maybe she had money on the game. Yeah. Oh my God, she's a gambleholic, and she hooked up with a parent from the other team. This is
Jesus,
I don't know.
Ramiro.
Do you still want us to call her, Bladen?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were having a pretty good time.
Oh, God.
A few other days.
This doesn't feel good to me. My stomach feels funny. No, seriously, we'll give her a call for you right now, Bladen, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Hang me. I'll be right down. Hold on a couple minutes, okay?
Excuse?
Hello?
Is this Jen?
Yeah. I'll be right down.
No, Jen, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
What? I thought you were my Uber. I'm sorry. I'm, like, literally rushing.
No.
We're calling you from a radio. Can I explain why we're calling really quickly?
Okay. I only have a couple minutes. What's up?
Okay, this will be very, very quick. So we got a phone call from a gentleman who wanted us to reach out to you to ask you out for a date. And if you say yes to this date, it's a guy that you know. We're going to tell you his name. If you say yes, we'll let you select wherever you'd like to go and all that stuff.
I only have a couple minutes, but if you could just say your guy's name.
Very, very quick. Bladen.
I've already been out with him. That's, like, obviously a no for me, but...
Wow.
Obviously a no.
Okay, that's fine. You don't have to do it, but can you take a couple more seconds to tell us why he's a dickhead?
I mean, the guy doesn't deserve any of my time, but...
So what happened? Like, he told us that the last time was you went to one of his football games, and that when it was done, he wanted to hang out with you, but he couldn't find you.
I left because he's a horrible person.
He told us that he didn't really even talk to you. He was busy coaching the game. How could he be a bad person?
I don't think he was coaching. He wasn't doing any sort of real coaching aside from, like, yelling at the kids and teaching the kids, like, horrible things.
He was yelling at
the
kids?
Whoa.
He's a coach.
I know I'm not supposed to interrupt, but is this about the mother thing?
But you did.
The mother thing?
What?
Hold on a second. Okay, I'm sorry. Jen, Bladen's on the phone right now.
Okay, I really don't have time for this or him.
What is it that he did that got you mad?
And he was basically, like, implying to the players on his team to accidentally hurt the better players on the other team. Like, he literally said at one point, like, oh, it would be a shame if 21 tripped. You know, like,
wait a minute, what?
Stick their legs up, like, trip them, you know, to cheat. Like, he's an ass, okay? Like, you don't do this to, like, kids that are 11 years old.
Bladen, you were telling the kids to hurt the other players?
No. I wasn't telling anyone to trip number 21. He was crushing us that day, and I was just saying it'd be a real shame, you know, if he fell down.
Oh, my God.
And couldn't play the rest of the game.
Okay.
Conversation, and that's not how it went down. And you were teaching these kids horrible things, and then the kids actually started doing that, okay?
So did 21 end up getting hurt?
No, he ended up playing the entire game.
Yeah, because he was so much faster than your other players. They were actually trying to hurt him. I saw it with my own eyes. I was there.
I was just trying to be a good coach for my team. I was trying to boost morale and get them into the game.
Have a great life.
You don't even know anything about football. You don't know what it takes to motivate these kids to get them in the mode of playing the game and stuff. It's a lot of work just to get them out there and being physical.
Oh, is it? Listen to me, buddy. You aren't even encouraging anyone, okay?
So is that no to another date, Jen, just to be clear?
Yeah, that's a no. And it's also, I gotta go.
Okay. I got one more question. Bladen?
Yeah.
You said when Jen first said no because of what you said to the players, you said something about the mother thing. What the hell's the mother thing?
Right. Good question.
The other day at practice, a lot of these kids, they were doing Yo Mama jokes on each other, and it was getting pretty heated and stuff. So I saw how angry those kids were getting, and I was like, I want you to capture that anger and use that in the next game. Like, if you have to pretend number 21, whoever's playing, like, your mom, then play like that.
Oh, my God. Wow. I can't believe he's saying these things out loud.
And sounds a little proud of it.
I thought you heard me when I yelled, "Don't forget who f***ed your mom last night." That was a big
This phrase. Is just not going to go anywhere.
Have a good life. You want to be Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick? Wow, thank you. He's great.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot969Boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.